We are continuing Beis Hashem in Perek Dalid. So the Mechaber says as follows. He says, "Aval ofnei bitchono al alokav binyonim yishulam malamimenu umishulam matimenu bekidos bnei adam." So now again, the Mechaber is talking about the concept of having bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding matters for which I have to trust in people. In other words, maybe people who are above me, people who are below me. Hapanim hayisharim lo. What is the proper way to conduct myself? So remember, he's talking about over here where I need to rely on other people for things. So on one hand, I have to rely on other people. On the other hand, I also have bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how do I create this balance? Kishiyavi osa tzorach levakesh chavetz yemishu lemalimenu o lematimenu shivtach lo alakav yisimim siba bashlamasal. So literally translated, when the need arises for a person to make a request of someone, either someone who is superior to him or subordinate to him, he should rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go ahead and fulfill his request. And ultimately, again, only consider those individuals involved as messengers of the Ribono Shel Olam to fulfill the request. So this is really an incredible idea. So here's Machaber's outlining a really profound yisod in general in the concept of bitachon, namely that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who grants all of my requests. HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is in charge of everything. But rather what ends up happening is that sometimes the Ribono Shel Olam will have a messenger. And other people in their involvement in my life are purely messengers, but it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately who makes things happen. He says, Kasha Yosim Avodas Ha'aretz, he gives an example. Kasha Yosim Avodas Ha'aretz Riyasad Sibla Tarfo. For example, let's say a person is a farmer. And as a farmer, ultimately again, they rely on the land to go ahead and bring about certain results. See, it says, V'mirtze la'trifol mimenu. So listen to this. So if a person ultimately, again, wants to be sustained from the ground, he says, Yitzma chazera v'yifra v'yirba. So ultimately, again, he needs the seeds to come to fruition. Ve'in v'holod ha'aretz al zeh. So achalda labori levado. So let's say the ground goes ahead and brings forth the crop. So a person doesn't have hakaras hatov towards the ground. In other words, there's no independent sense of gratitude towards the earth. Rather, the gratitude ultimately is expressed towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to have the necessary parnasa and doesn't want the earth to produce, so, or sometimes the earth will sprout forth vegetation, but something adverse will happen to the vegetation. In all of these cases, the earth is not to blame. In other words, so this is a really profound mashal. So the farmer who is totally and fully and wholly dependent on the earth. So if the earth ultimately does what the farmer wants, fantastic. If the earth doesn't do, but the farmer knows it's not the earth. It's not the earth, right? In other words, it is ultimately, again, the Ribono Shel Olam who causes all of these things to come about. It is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu who ultimately causes all of this. So this is really an incredibly important yisod. So of course, the idea of the Mechaber here is in the same way that the earth doesn't act independently, but that the earth acts as an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whatever, quote-unquote, the earth does, the earth is not doing unilaterally. The earth is acting as an emissary of God. V'chein, k'shivakish me'echan mehen chifetz, v'shia etzlo ha'chalash v'achazak mehem shavabas also, v'yivtach b'ashlamos ha'alakim yisparach. So you ask something from another person, right? Whether the person ultimately, again, is a weak person or a strong person, whether the person is able to fulfill the request, unable to fulfill the request. At the end of the day, a person has to realize that the actualization of my requests is not really dependent on the person, but ultimately dependent on the Ribono Shel Olam. V'im yishlam ayide echad mehem, yodah bari yisbarach asher yishlimu chavtso, v'yodol mishinaso al yodo al libo atov lo, v'shabori hevito alto yodo. And if ultimately you're going to ask something from someone and the request is fulfilled, he should recognize that the truth is, it's not really that other person who ultimately caused the request to be fulfilled, but ultimately it is the Ribono Shel Olam. So this is really an incredibly profound idea, which I think is also very helpful in the realm of interpersonal relationships, because so often we ask people for things or rely on people for things and they don't come through. and were so disappointed, so upset. But it's important to understand that people really only act as the emissaries of the Ribono Shel Olam. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something to occur, ultimately he's going to give the person the ability to do it. And if he doesn't want it to occur, then he won't give the person the ability to go out and fulfill it. But Lemaisa, everything that occurs or doesn't occur is really only a manifestation of the Ratzon, of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Much in the same way that the farmer, right? The earth doesn't have its own will. Sometimes the earth produces, the earth doesn't produce. But either way, the earth is only doing what it's supposed to be doing only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on. Ubiyadua. Sheina bori megalgal tova ela ayyadi atadikim, umaatu shemiskagal hafsila ayyadehim. Now, sometimes it happens that HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes good things to come through tzaddikim, but sometimes negative things happen through tzaddikim as well. Kimo shonu chacham yitzchron levracha, megalgal in schus ayyadi zakai, vechov ayyadi chayiv. Va'omer akasuv, lo'yunu latadik kolavin. As again, as the Pasuk says, or as the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes good things to be brought about by good people, and ultimately, again, liability to be brought about, but through people who are liable. The righteous shall not be the cause for anything wrong. This is very interesting. Let's say a person, I rely on something for someone, and they don't come through. So a person shouldn't go ahead and be angry or blame that individual. But rather, a person should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, again, who has chosen to withhold this good from him. So this is really an incredible, incredible idea. So the Mechaber says, you ask something from someone, and they don't come through. So often the reflexive reaction is a feeling of anger, a feeling of resentment. You didn't do what I asked you to do. The Mechaber says, one second, recognize that whatever did or didn't happen is a manifestation of the divine will, the Ratzon HaBorei. So at the end of the day, if you ask something from someone and they did not come through, it's naturally that they didn't come through, but ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want this particular event or this particular situation, this particular reality to materialize. The person is simply a shaliach, an agent, a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, much in the same way that the earth is the shaliach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the farmer. And this is how a person should conduct himself with his friend, with his acquaintances, with those who he does business, with his servants, and with his partners. So this is the end of today's section. But I just want to point out what an incredibly profound idea this is. And I think this really helps to highlight attention. That what bitachon means is a recognition that anything and everything that occurs in this world only occurs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to occur, it will occur. If he doesn't want it to occur, it will not occur. And people simply play the role of the shaliach, of the agent of God, much in the same way that the earth doesn't really have a say and doesn't really have a role ultimately, again, in what the farmer gets, but rather the earth is simply the agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the actualization of the farmer's parnasa. So too, other people are simply the shluchim. They are the agents of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the actualization of the results in our lives as well. And as such, when things don't go our way, it's important to recognize that it's not a person who failed me. But rather, again, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I don't want you to have this, or I don't need you to have this, or you don't need to have it, whatever the particular message may be. Now, of course, sometimes this is, what's interesting about this is, and we'll have to try to work through this, is the role of personal responsibility in all of this. Because the truth is, when we look at life, it feels like sometimes things don't materialize because people don't put in the right amount of effort. Right? Had my friend tried harder, had my spouse tried harder, had my parent, had whoever it is tried, then maybe something would have come to fruition. So again, I think what the Mechaber is teaching us is really, it's like on two different levels. You have to look at it almost as if, yes, in other words, when someone asks me for something, do I have an obligation to try hard to make it happen? Absolutely, absolutely. But at the end of the day, so the effort, often again, I have to put in the right amount of effort. But the actualization or the culmination of the results, that's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think about this just a moment, because how much interpersonal strife and negativity would we save ourselves from if we recognize that when people fail us, it's not because, if we changed our perspective, when people fail us, it's not because they didn't try hard enough, work hard enough, or because they didn't love us enough. But if we look at the failure when people fail to produce the results that we wanted as a manifestation of divine will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want me to have this. He didn't want me to enjoy this result. He didn't want me to have this particular thing. But this person could have tried harder. Maybe yes, maybe no. But Lamais, at the end of the day, the result is the greatest manifestation of the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other people in our lives simply play the same role that the earth plays in the farmer's life. Both are simply agents to carry out the ultimate will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone, and a wonderful day.